It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of a mother's faith. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I am Uriah St. East. Now, this happened to me when I was a lot younger. I was probably about 8 or 9 years old, and it had been the summer holidays. My dad was not working, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom, so things were really difficult at that time. I remember that summer, sometimes there would be no food, and, we would go the entire day sometimes without eating. And back in the Caribbean where I grew up, you know, there's always plenty of fruits and vegetables, and so sometimes someone would give my mom like a breadfruit, and she would cook that, and then we would have food for the day. But then the summer ended, and it was time for school to reopen. And there was no money, so we didn't have any new uniforms and new book bags and new shoes, and didn't have new textbooks. It was a lot of hand-me-downs. But literally, I remember that time, there was really no money to send me to school. So I missed the whole first week of school when school reopened that school year. And my mother was a praying woman, a woman of faith. And she taught me how to pray growing up, as early as I can remember, teaching me to pray and teaching me about God from the Bible. So I grew up with this as part of my experience in life. But, you know, as a child, you're growing up, you know, you start to question, you know, whether these things are really true. And then I had this powerful example modeled to me of God answering prayer right on the spot. So what happened was my mom called us kids who were at home because she said, you know what, this is really going too far. You know, the kids are missing school, and so it's time to turn to God in prayer. So she called us all in the middle of the living room, and we knelt down, and she prayed a prayer and asked God to please bless and provide for us so that we could have money so we can go to school and continue our education. And, you know, the Bible talks about faith and works. So she didn't just pray and believe. But as soon as she got up off her knees, she did something. She went into her bedroom, and she went into this bag she had, and where she had all sorts of, you know, I used to call it like her junk bag. You know, she had all of our birth certificates and our immunization cards and all sorts of documents, and she poured it all out on the bed, and she's going through them frantically. And as a kid at the time, I'm thinking, you know, she must be crazy. What is she doing? So I'm minding my business playing. And then I heard this excitement coming from her bedroom. And she started praising God and saying, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm like, what is going on with this woman? And she lost her mind. And she came out waving what was called back then a bank book. It was this little booklet that the bank gave you with all of your transactions, and you can see the balance and how much money you have left in your bank account. And apparently she had this bank account that she had totally forgotten about. She didn't even know it existed. She didn't remember it existed. And she found that there was $400 in this account that she had completely forgotten about. And she praised God and she thanked God for answering our prayer. Now, this is what she did, which is really stuck to my mind. She called all of us again, and we knelt down in the same spot, and she thanked God for answering our prayer. And that day, we were able to do some shopping for some groceries, and so that we can have lunch for school. And the next day, we were able to go to school. That story stood in my mind very powerfully, that not only is God real, but he hears and he answers prayers and he performs miracles. So that not only the stories that I'd been taught by my mom in the Bible were things only in the Bible, like, you know when you read of storybooks and nursery rhymes and these things are all fictional. No, it was not just something that was in two dimensions in a book of long ago. For me, it was real that when you pray to God, He answers your prayer. And sometimes He does so instantly when the need is there. And that has stuck to me today. Now, in our next episode, I'm going to share with you something that happened to me when I, at a very young age as well, put this into practice. And I will tell you about the results if you will join me on the next episode. Looking forward to see you. God bless you, and have a good day.